Baby, we live.
We are live. Are we live? Are we watching this live? Is this currently live?
We're not. We're like...
Oh, we're not too far off, are we?
It's 30...
Goddamn. Okay. We're a little bit off.
Yeah, we're like...
We're like a half hour off.
But it's fine. We are live enough so that we could skip any, like...
Yeah, we can skip the bullshit. We are watching Formula Drift. They are in Atlanta right now, and Brandon is the Formula Drift expert between us.
Yes.
100%. I do not know much.
Yeah,
we're balls deep into this shit.
We're about, I think we're just at the end of top 32, and it's been pretty crazy, top 32 so far. I have the bracket.
You got the bracket on you?
Yeah.
Nice. Is this the live bracket or is this the...
No, it's not live bracket.
But it's the actual bracket.
It is the bracket. Okay, so we're like halfway through top 32.
Okay. Oh, yeah, more than halfway
through. Just a little more. Because nice. Frederick was the halfway point.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, he just went, dude, I love watching these cars.
Yeah, these cars are so cool.
The liveries are the fucking coolest things, dude. You've been sending them to me on Instagram because you follow all these guys. I don't follow these guys.
Yeah, I follow a lot of them. Like, I follow Jeff Jones, that guy doing burnout.
Yeah.
And something else I noticed, I was telling you, they have a lighting sponsor and stuff. A lot of them are doing high-vis liveries as well reflect at night and stuff like that. Like, I showed you the Viper, Dean Kearney. We'll see him in a couple battles.
That was a cool look at Viper, too.
Yeah, they're, like, all of them.
Ah,
it's
dude.
So
yeah,
it's weird because we like our two motorsport choices is Formula One, which is just the extreme. Right. Like, they're not even cars anymore.
And then
we're at, like, Formula Drift, where, like... They are raw.
Real raw cars. They are raw.
Yeah, they're raw cars. I mean, they're stripped out and stuff like that. But on the outside, they still look like actual cars with like cool body kits.
Yeah, it's not like NASCAR with stock cars, you know, but it is like an actual car. That is a 350Z.
All of them have like cool different body kits, wide body kits. Like all that stuff is welcome.
And that is that's a BMW.
They're both.
Oh my gosh, Z's. That is a very weird livery to make me think that is a BMW.
Yeah,
it's got something on top of the headlights. What the hell is that? Anyway, whatever.
Yeah, we have two Z's. Alec Robbins,
they start
Jeff
off
Jones.
As a 350Z that someone bought at the dealership.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
or that is what these are.
Yeah, or somebody crashed and it was damaged to where they weren't able to continue using it and stuff like that.
Yeah,
but
it's an
perfect
actual car
for these people.
It was a road car. Yeah. Yep. And now it's doing this shit. It was a road car and now it's doing this shit. Formula One cars are specifically designed for Formula One.
Built
that 350Z was specifically designed for older men to drive down canyon roads. And now what is it doing? It's out here drifting around on this fucking track with 1,000 horsepower.
Yeah. With both LS engines, I believe.
Oh, but these guys are LS engines?
Yep.
All right, so the LS engine is easily the one. That's the go-to.
For Formula Drift, I would say probably if it's... you need that... what is it? Like, you need the car to be able to react really fast and, like, having that instant torque is really helpful versus a lot of, like... like, the V8 guys will say, like, the reason they don't go with the... boosted six cylinders because they have that short delay, you know. I don't know because I've never driven one, but or I've driven a Evo before, but I know like there's that slight delay. Some of them run like anti-lag and stuff like that to help get rid of that delay and stuff, but
ooh.
Whoa. Alec Robbins is off.
He's off.
Okay.
He's done.
Jeff Jones should be able to get this win if he finishes.
He's fine. He's perfect. He knows he's got it in the bag, so his confidence is all the way up. He's doing a really pretty run through this shit, too. Look at that.
That's a really good
run. That is a very good run, because he knows he's got it. His confidence is up. He's fucked.
Yeah. Oh, he was a little off that.
He was a little off on that last little bit. I think he got a little overzealous on that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean... We just figured it would be kind of fun to maybe record Martine and I watching something.
Yeah, we're reacting to this. Yeah, this
It's kind of our reaction to all this. It might be fun to listen to. It might not be so.
Fuck it, dude.
This week's episode, so if you don't like it... No, I'm just kidding. Well, I'm not kidding. This is the
episode. No, this is... This is just fun to watch, dude.
Yeah, and Martine and I will just sit here and chit chat about it. So, hunker down.
What's that? Oh, someone's mowing
the yard. Old lady's mowing her lawn. Oh, hopefully, you don't pick that up in the audio. Nah. I need to soundproof this this room. Oh, maybe if I close the blinds, that might help with the sound.
I really don't think so, but who knows? Maybe. I don't know.
You guys tell me. Did that help? Jeff Jones gets the win. Oh, Jeff Jones isn't really, he's not, he was never really a, like, it's so weird with this last COVID season. It, a lot of, like, James Dean didn't show up, Peter Vincek, the two, like, top guys the past few seasons, mm-hmm. they didn't show up because they were, they didn't want to have to come to America during COVID and be stuck here. So, it's, like, There's more names now? Well, a lot of the lower guys, it seemed like, just kind of really stepped up mm-hmm. last season. And then it's really starting to carry over. I don't know if it's maybe... I'm sure they are all improving for sure. But it's like...
They got more seat time.
Yeah, I think they had more seat time because, you know, James and Peter isn't knocking them out right away.
Yeah. Yeah. With this type of stuff, it's like... The more seat time you have, with any reason, the more seat time you have, the better. That's what it is. It's not about the car. It's about
right.
the seat time.
Right. And that's one thing with Formula Drift that's different than a lot of other motorsports is if you lose, if you're not as good, you don't get as much seat time as the people who are better because it's a bracket system.
Yeah, exactly.
Battle
you
system.
You got to put that seat time on your own time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You have to practice on your own time. For sure.
And they are starting to... change up how they do qualifying. Like, they did a knockout style qualifying this time, or that's what they called it. And basically everyone did one run and the top 24 guys were guaranteed to go into competition with that run. Mm-hmm. They only get that mm-hmm. one run, and then the bottom eight went and ran again for just that bottom eight spot again. So it in a sense made it so they were able to get a little more seat time. But now we have Chris Forsberg and Dean Kearney.
We got a Viper and a 370Z.
Yep, 370Z is Chris Forsberg.
Why do I?
Chris!
What happened?
He straightened really bad.
He threw off the Viper real bad.
He big straightened, so he incompleted, which means Dean doesn't have to even.
Yeah, he doesn't have to fuck with anything. Him at all. Yeah, no, he's just going to take his time. He's like, you're done. Yeah, I won this shit.
Yep.
Pretty much.
He'll have to go in the lead now.
Isn't that the Viper that they had a lot of issues with
yes.
a while ago?
Yes.
What is it? So it still has the V10 in there, right?
Yeah, it's a V10 twin turbo. Oh, it's a twin turbo V10. And I don't know.
How much horsepower does he make, like 12?
Last year he was making like... either 12 or 1300 horsepower.
Gosh,
and then
dude,
he was...
That's absurd.
Like, I think... I don't know. I haven't been keeping up with him that as much at the beginning of this season to find out what he's been going on. But, like, he was running into a ton of issues, I feel like, all the time. Like, every round, something was breaking. Yeah, yeah. Something was overheating. It was like...
Yeah, that's Mopar for you, dude.
I was like, dude, just... sorry, but you just need to take it back.
Simmer down.
800 to 1,000 horsepower is, like... the golden number, it seems like, for Formula Drift.
What, the what?
800 to 1,000 horsepower. Yeah. Like, that seems like the right horsepower number.
Anything more, you're just kind of...
You're struggling. Breaking things. You're putting too much stress on the drivetrain. Yeah. And anything less, you're really not keeping up. Like, reliability is one of... Because since you have to keep battling, if you're winning, you have to have a reliable car that can handle it.
Dude, it's absurd that they're having so much power out of these things, dude. Like, really, like...
They're drag cars
drift,
that go sideways.
You can drift with 300 horsepower. You can drift with 300 horsepower plenty. You can do plenty with 300 horsepower. I have no idea what 1,000 horsepower feels like.
Nope.
I have zero... I could never tell you what it would feel like.
Yeah.
But I have... because these guys, like, how fast are they going right now? Like, what, 40 like, miles an hour?
Maybe. Maybe at, like, peak.
Maybe, like, 50, 60 right now? Yeah,
60 know? In drift. Like, they enter at, like, 90.
Oh, really?
80 or 90 horsepower at the bottom of that hill.
80
yeah.
or 90 miles an hour.
Miles an hour. Or, sorry, not horsepower, miles an hour. Yeah, like, that.
That's right there.
Oh, probably, whoa.
Oh, they put the thing. So, at that point, it's probably
and then they slow down, and yeah. they're slowing down, so then they probably go around that inner clip at, like, 65, 70, yeah. maybe.
So, but these guys are going 60 miles an hour, so it's like, you're... Whenever you think of like 1,000 horsepower, you think of drag cars that are going like trying to get like 140 in the quarter mile. So I don't know
chop even times. More, even more probably.
But whatever it is, they're trying to hit the crazy fast numbers. I think about like underground racing Lamborghinis trying to hit, like getting like 200 miles an hour in the half in mile or whatever, half mile, right? Yeah. Things like that. But these guys are going 60 miles an hour. You know, mm-hmm. So like you need that 1,000 horsepower. It's like what. Well, I guess they do because they all do. They yeah, all have,
they all have close it. To that. It was, I think, I don't know the full history behind it, but around, I want to say it was like maybe like 7 or 8 years ago, Daigo Saito, somebody came from Japan with 1,000. He was the first one to bring 1,000 horsepower.
Oh, no
car.
Shit.
What, everyone what kind was, of car was it? It was an ST400.
Oh,
with
Alexis?
A 2J, yeah.
Oh, Lexus SC400, yeah, that's so dope.
And a convertible, like, that's it was so such a random car that's with so a 1,000 horsepower 2J. Everyone at that time were around, like, 500, 600.
Oh, my gosh. And he, that's a huge difference. Did yeah, he whoop everyone's
he
ass?
He whooped everyone's ass that
oh
year.
Oh, my gosh. No shit. That's yeah. dope. And so, okay, so, hey, so that says
so
it.
That, that so says he it. Was the one that, like, brought, like, everyone obviously was doing just fine at that 500 yeah, it yeah, was reliable sure. but competing. Then he caused everyone to
up their
game dude, which you... did cause like a reliability war for a long time.
Hey, but it changes because now
everything morphs it all morphs but and
not
changes.
Only that it you need to be richer. It also makes it harder because you're out here spending it's
spending wait, more money.
Maintaining and building 1,000 horsepower cars, I'm assuming, is going to cost a whole lot more than building and maintaining a 500 horsepower car.
Absolutely.
So then you got the money thing, and then, like, I don't know the regulations and all this stuff, but I love the fact that there's no horsepower regulation.
Nope.
They can put 2,000 horsepower, fucking do it.
Yeah, they regulate. They regulate everyone based off tire size and weight. So, like, they have weight classes and based. Like, the heavier you are, the bigger the tire you can run.
Okay.
Essentially.
Right. So, that Porky Mustang in the back is going to be running a heavier tire.
A bigger tire, but he's going to be a lot heavier.
BMWs are kind of heavy.
I think, so far, it seems like the heavier cars benefit by running the wider tires.
The bigger
tires? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Nitto guys running the 315s.
So, do you know them off the top of your head? Like, what the tire sizes are?
I know Nitto is 315s. The Falcon guys are running, I want to say, 295s.
Okay.
And then Nexans are either 275s or 285s.
Okay, they're about a 1-inch difference.
Yeah.
So, because 25 millimeters is an inch. So, if you go from 75 to 95, that's almost an inch, a little bit under. And if you go from 95 to 315, that's also almost an inch. So the heavier you are, you get that extra inch of grip. It yeah. makes sense because like grip is a lot, and these cars are heavy,
right? And they you can offset your weight and actually, you know, put it where you want it to with the heavier
with weight,
you are.
You get grip. With yeah. weight, you get grip.
You get grip too.
And you also are getting the wider tires, so you get
more grip.
That's odd. I wonder why they do that.
I think
maybe it's like a wear issue.
They're going to be a little more slow on transitions.
It has
too,
to be a wear issue.
What?
The heavier cars wear their tires out faster.
Oh yeah. Well,
so if you have a smaller tire and you're heavier,
lighter. Or wait. Well, yeah.
If you have a smaller tire and you're heavier, you'll probably burn it out quicker. Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, I mean that does make sense, but that's probably not why they regulate it. But that's interesting. What are the lightest cars that compete in these? Probably the BRZs, no?
Well, Dai runs the 295 Falcons. So
In his BRZ.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, I can't think of who.
Maybe they're like the 240s, or a whole lot lighter.
Yeah,
But I'm not sure because I don't know. It's a 90s car, so they had a lot less stuff that they had to have in their car.
Right, and a lot of, like, like I said, like, they stripped these cars completely out to, like, cut off a bunch of it and then add a bunch of weight in roll caging and...
Yeah, the armor.
Yeah, and, like, they place weight where they want it with all the extra stuff they have. Like, it's all... I should look up more about it, why they do it, why not. Oh, we got Odie coming up.
This is your boy, right?
I love me some Odie.
He's got that, what is he called? S15 and a half?
No, it's S15. S15. He used to have the S14 and a half, but now it's a S15.
So S15 240 SX with which engine?
LS. I don't know which LS. I want to say he does like an LS3 or something like that. Okay. It's a Vortex Supercharge LS.
Oh, shoot. Okay, so the LS3 is the engine in the Corvette from 2008 and on.
Okay, I think that is what he probably has.
Yeah, and it's got 430 horsepower naturally aspirated. That's already a lot. 430 horsepower naturally aspirated.
Yeah, he's running...
240 SX would be a lot because 240s aren't very heavy.
No, yeah, not at all.
So, and do you supercharge it?
Yeah, he's... I think he runs on the lower spectrum of horsepower. I think he's only like 800. Like,
yeah, but he's still one of the best.
But yeah, he does magic with his suspension. He runs Fuel Suspension. It's his company.
Oh, no shit. Mm-hmm. That's dope. What's he running up against? It's only hard for me to tell because of the liveries.
The liveries, yeah. They make it hard.
Because they're so busy, but they all look good. They all look great, but they're so busy.
They're crazy.
So, like, I can tell that's, like, what? It's BMW. It's a 4 Series.
E92 or something?
I don't think it's an E92. I think it's one of the newer ones. I'm pretty sure.
That's a Infiniti.
Oh, it looks like a G35 almost.
I think so. It's either G35, G37.
Oh, we got... Okay, so 800 horsepower and...
Oh, 900. Okay, 900 I was wrong. Odie has 900 horsepower this year.
That's a ton. Yeah, so LS engines.
I think... I don't know. Like, if I have to choose, like, who do you think is going to win this season? Like, there are so many people. Like, I think Odie is going to be in my top five to take it. Odie is just a... He's always so consistent.
Dude, that's a super slick spoiler on that freaking Infiniti, man. Oh, it's a G37. That's a super... Oh, he's lost him. Off. He's gone. He's so far back. He's fucked, yeah. Odie's got this so easily.
Do you see how fast he looks, too?
Oh, yellow crusher flags?
Yeah, they're waving the flags.
Oh, well, that's why. It's because he's completely lost it. Hey, that's an easy one, right?
Yeah. He just has to follow now.
Yeah. Oh, look at that poor G37. Those cars are fucking heavy, man. God, I hate how heavy the 350Zs and the G35s are. I like them a lot, but they're fucking heavy. And I like light cars.
Yeah. Light cars, they have their charm.
They're tossable.
Yeah. You can tell, especially with the transfers, like the weight transfers and stuff like that.
Like driving a 350Z and an S2000, it's night and day difference, but they're both good. They both feel good. Mm-hmm. I like them both.
Yeah.
But they're just... way different than each other.
Right.
I was talking to Tori about how, like... I was talking to Tori about it this morning. Like, if car and driver or motor trainer or whatever, like, bashes your car, like, your company's car, it's like a really bad thing.
Right.
Like, you do not want to get a bad review from them. I forgot what car it is that we drove by and we saw, and I was like, yeah. Oh, no, it was the new BMW... four and three series, the front end.
The hideous front end. Hideous grill.
Yeah, I saw one and I was like, dude, that is the nastiest fucking front end I've ever seen. And I love BMWs. I love them so much.
It's like they wanted to make a meme out of it.
You guys are making a mockery of yourself, so what the hell are you doing? But like Motor Trend said it, Car and Driver has said it. Literally everyone. I have not seen anyone
be like, I like that.
Yeah. And anyone that matters in the world of, like, the car world.
Right.
I haven't seen anyone.
I guarantee they're going to change it.
Yeah. It's probably going to be like when Honda fucked up on the 2012 Civic design and then they switched to yours. Yeah, it was 1 year. That never happens. But Honda was like, and I like that sign. I like the 2012. I think it's a charming little Civic.
It is.
Oh. Oh my gosh.
I missed something. I think.
All right, let's just watch
it. I think the guy messed up in front of Odie and then he ran into him. Yeah, he got into the big crush. Which I think Odie was probably following a little too close.
Jesus Christ. But anyway, yeah. I was like, dude, no one knows what the fuck. What they're doing with that front end. No one likes it. And then she looks at me and she's like, well, that person bought it, so that person likes it. And I'm like,
shut up. Right. Get out of here with your...
All right. I see you. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Your knowledge.
Some people like it, but trust me, it's not going to sell as much as it used to.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I feel like looking at cars, car designs right now are so interesting because you can't fuck them up. Everyone is so good. You can't fuck it up. Hyundai and Kia? Dude, I am so impressed with what they're doing. Like, the Hyundai and the Kia, the Genesis brand. Like, have you seen any of the new cars?
Nope.
dude, super impressive. Like, they're really doing fucking well. So, you can't make a bad car right now.
Okay.
Motor Trend and Car and Driver will pick you apart because they'll grab 6-7 of them. Like, all in the same class and pit them up against each other. You don't want to be the one in the last place.
Yeah, you don't want to be...
Yeah. Mitsubishi. Yeah. Fucking, the Kias and the Hyundais are almost always up to the top and competing against, like, the Hondas and the Toyotas. Hmm. Mazda's always a good player because they make athletic, fun-to-drive cars. Because we're car enthusiasts in the end, right? So... it's the best picks are usually the cars that are like the most well balanced.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Honda Accord right now is the best new family sedan that you can buy because it's athletic, it's comfortable, it does everything very, very, very well.
Yeah.
Like
it doesn't do everything or one certain thing like amazing by any means, but everything is done
very, very well.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it is amazing. Yeah. It is incredible.
And by everything being done so well, it is in itself makes it an amazing car.
So, like, you don't want to be last in those things.
Right.
It's inexcusable.
Which car was last? I forgot where we were referencing this.
I have no idea either. I have zero idea, but something made me think
about like, was he going somewhere?
I have no idea. But I think the last car was actually the Nissan Altima.
Oh,
but
really?
They have like some like weird variable compression turbo systems in their shit.
Oh, really?
And they make good power, but their CVTs are ass and have always been ass.
I don't like CVT transitions.
Dude, I want.
I've never driven in one that's been good. But I've only ever driven one.
I want a new car so bad. Whoa!
Oh,
yes. It's a 240 SX with versus an E46 3 Series. Oh, yeah. That 240SX is so far behind.
Yeah, this is first event in this car. Both people, actually.
Oh, that's super cool, dude. We're watching their debuts. Look at them.
Dude
in the red BMW lit it up.
Yeah, the dude in the red BMW built this car himself.
Oh, that's so cool.
Over this entire off season.
Oh, I see.
Welded every single bar in that car. He's a fabricator, builder.
So dope. Mm-hmm. That's like the love for the passion.
Yeah, there's a few of them in this sport.
You learned this shit.
That like when they
deep in it like that.
They are like, yeah, they're fully committed. They were the ones that built their car and drive it. Odie's one of them.
Yeah. Dude, I think that's so dope.
Rad Dan, that guy in the Supra that's up next, he's one of them. The guy who built this car, Matt Field, before he drove that car and now he drives the Corvette. He built both cars.
Yeah, dude, that's him and his friends. Cool, man. And these guys, they get paid, and I'm assuming they get paid decently to do this shit.
I mean, they're sponsored.
They probably get paid, probably have a pretty fucking good life,
good relationship with their sponsors, good life.
Yeah. And so like, they're living the dream. They're living every gearhead's dream to be able to fuck around with cars
for their job
and get paid for it.
Mm-hmm. So travel with their friends.
So you never get tired of it. You would never get tired of like working on cars. Fuck it, we always work on the cars. Let's fucking shoot shit. Yeah, it's frustrating. Yeah, fuck yeah, it's frustrating. But it's like it's the life. It's the you don't get tired of it because you love it. You wake up on the weekends and you do your shit, and it's all fucking worth it again. Like, the frustration of it, you wouldn't be able to let it go.
Well, yeah. I mean, and if you run your own shop, too, you're just like...
Fuck yeah.
You're like, hey, you guys work on these cars, and I'm gonna go work on my pro car for a little bit.
That's why I think Formula Drift is the fucking coolest thing. It's, Formula One's cool.
That's why I gravitate so much towards it, because they have that, like...
It's so personal. It's personal. It's cars, very, very personal.
Like, they're real cars.
Yeah. Well, they're real cars. They're real people. They really fucking do this shit. I just think that's so dope, dude.
Yeah, it's a very unique sport. Like, people will look at it and be like, I don't get the point of this sport. But then, like, if you look at it on a base level like that, yeah, the sport is kind of ridiculous. It's cars driving sideways next to each other. But, like, you really invest in it a little bit, and you're like, it becomes more, like, more than just a sport, you know? It's like all these guys are all just best friends.
Yeah.
Living the life. This is LZ.
That is a fucking sick ass livery too. He's in a Toyota, he's in a Nissan, 1,000 horsepower, 869. Let's get it.
Get it, LZ.
Adam LZ, let's go. Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
That Rad Dan is a Washington boy. And
that fucking mullet.
Yeah, the mullet.
Oh my gosh, dude, that's so fucking funny.
I love it.
So Adam LZ is a YouTuber, right?
Yes, he's a YouTube vlogger that has like almost 4 million subscribers.
Right, yeah. We looked it up before this. We were talking about it casually back then. But how long has he been vlogging for? How long has he been in Formula Drift for?
He's been in Formula Drift for 2 years.
This is his second year.
This is third year.
Third year, gotcha.
Yeah, he did 1 year in Pro 2, 1 year in Pro 1, and this is his second year in Pro 1. He was Rookie of the Year last year.
That's dope.
Come on, LZ, get in there. Yeah, he's very...
Dude, that's awesome,
he's
man.
Very good driver.
That's awesome, because he's a YouTuber, so he's obviously
he
a
started
cool
off
dude.
In bikes. Like, he was a BMXer.
Oh, gotcha.
And then he started getting into automotive, and then... Yeah,
and now he's one of the
best
of the world.
Yeah,
like, look at this. He's one of the best in the world at this shit.
Mm-hmm. Oh no!
Oh yeah, that's a huge strain.
Rad
that's
Dan,
a huge
what's wrong?
Strain. What a catch! What a save!
Yeah.
What a save!
He's very lucky. Gosh. He stopped.
Oh my gosh, dude, how did he not crash? Dude, the reflexes to stop.
To stop. That a car so going close. Sideways like that.
That was so close. So he strained out. So that the last bit of that run, he lost pretty much.
He lost, yeah. It's immediately a zero. Yeah. Whatever he did prior to that does not matter.
Yeah.
He's a zero.
Yeah, he's zero. Yeah, that's a
yeah.
big...
So now Adam LZ has an advantage going into his lead. So now he just needs to throw down a lead run, and then he wins.
Yeah, literally throw down a lead run. Yeah. Just don't crash.
Which
don't crash and don't strain.
Easier said than done.
Right, of course. It's like an open net in Rocket League. Dude, just hit it. No, just hit the fucking ball. It's an open net.
Yeah.
It's like, obviously...
I'm not in the right spot.
But this is obviously so much more high pressure, right? Yeah. Because you have 1,000 horsepower fucking car.
Right, and something can break, you know? It looks like something had to have broke. I don't know. That's weird.
Yeah, that's literally what he just said. Probably something mechanical.
Like, it must have popped out of gear or something.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. Oh, yeah.
It went from full-on smoke to nothing.
Yeah, that's interesting. Oh, look at this. We got another BRZ.
This is a FRS.
It's an FRS.
Papadakis FRS.
Dude, I like them, man. I was telling you that before. I fucking like them.
It's got the 2AR four-cylinder in it.
Looks like a BMW. Yes,
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, it's a Eurofighter.
I love BMWs.
Oh, we got a timeout.
They're the dark side.
The dark side?
The BMW's the dark side.
Oh, it's not a very long timeout, so that's fine. I'll wait. Where are we at in this? Oh, we're almost done. This is the last battle after...
Oh, nice.
If there's any one more times, I don't think so.
Nice. And then they're going to do what, the 16?
So they're going to take a break, and then they'll come back for the 16. I believe around I think they're supposed to be coming back around like 4 o'clock or something like that.
Cool.
But my mom's coming over like 6 to watch it with us.
Yeah. No, I wish we could, but
Yeah. But we just got some stuff going on that we got to take care of. I will be watching the Canelo fight later on tonight, though.
You should watch this at home.
I honestly might just put it on, dude, because if I just got to be sitting there chilling while Tori's doing her homework and stuff like that, I'll probably just fucking slip it on.
If it's on...
Because I'm interested in...
Do you have a smart TV?
Yeah. I'm just going to pop it up on YouTube and watch it live. I'll ask you for the link. I'll just text you. I want to watch this. I want to finish watching this because I'm so interested in the cars, dude.
They're cool. Well, and yeah, they're all really cool cars. And people.
Yeah, I wouldn't know because I don't follow. I don't follow too many.
I mean, I could give you a couple of them to follow if you want. Mm. I don't know. Or you just follow Formula Drift.
That's actually a good idea. I'll probably just follow
from because they pretty I'll much
pick and choose who I follow from there. Oh, yeah. what a gap between
the guy in the BMW. I believe is his first year in Pro One.
Okay,
and then the guy in the FRS has been around probably like 5 or 6 years maybe.
Dude,
so he was Castro, the guy in the FRS, was the first guy to beat James Dean when he came to the States. Yeah, James Dean, when he came to the States, he won Long Beach, was the first round, and then he was beating everyone at the second round, and then Castro came in and just knocked
the floor off the dude.
Yeah, he was the first person to just put it on his door and like give him a run for his money. It was crazy. I remember watching that battle. That was actually my first year actually watching, because I watched the tail end.
How long ago was this?
Like that was 20. I want to say it was 2017.
That's dope. Or the other thing that I really like about this shit is that it's on YouTube. This is an independent. Yeah. This is independent. They're like, it's for the people.
Right. Yeah. We don't have to pay to watch it. We don't have to pay for cable. We don't have to pay for anything to watch it. We just get on YouTube. Yeah. Watch the live stream.
They live stream.
And that's one thing why I don't understand why fans get so critical about every little thing, because, like, I don't know. I feel like some of the drifting fans
about the production quality.
Yeah. Well, the production quality. Like, they just like
you're getting their product for free.
You're getting everything for free, and they are some of the most toxic and rude people. I feel like.
Right. Oh,
he's way off. He's off the track. He's done. He's done.
That's so bullshit. Jonathan Castro is going to get this is not the same quality as like
an F1,
like
an ABC, or
like anything that's on like national TV. This is not the same quality. Absolutely not the same quality. But you're getting it for free, and it's people that are doing this out of passion. Yeah, and they're making money and out of their passions. It's like different. It's
right. It's different. Yeah, and I almost feel like it's almost more like personal or more like, how do I explain that? I don't even know. It's just more humanizing to it. Like the announcers make mistakes sometimes, like, and it's fine. Like,
yeah,
they goof around sometimes.
You know what's funny though is that, like, if you think about like the UFC and how the UFC started, it was kind of, you know, they were just like all buddies just doing this shit. Joe Rogan was doing all like that this stuff, and now it's a great big production. ESPN backed it. You know, maybe
one day someday.
Yeah, maybe someday this will be something like that, and then you are going to see it like the NASCAR, I guess, like the super high quality budget people, and everyone's doing this and that.
Well, I mean, Formula One just had like its 70th anniversary like last year.
Yeah.
So it's 70 years. NASCAR is over 50 years.
Yeah.
So
motorsport
I think they're on their 17th year.
Yeah.
Since they started. So like some of the guys that are driving still today were there on day one at this same track, Atlanta. Atlanta was the first place that had a Formula Drift.
But not only that, but look, think about it. NASCAR is a cultural thing because it's been around for so long. This isn't a cultural thing.
Not yet.
And the technology has gotten so much better in the past, you know, however long, past like what, 10, 15 years, when it comes to making power, these cars are making power when it comes to making grip. Like the more people do it, the more it evolves. The UFC, when like fucking 12 years ago, the UFC was a bunch of like chumps. Like, don't get me wrong, they're greats, they're legends, they're Hall of Famers. Yes,
they'll
beat the fuck out of me for sure. But those guys, compared to now, the knowledge is just so much more.
Oh, because
then you have this person. Oh, well, this person does jiu-jitsu and then he beats the fuck out of everyone.
I would like to see GSP come back and like fight somebody who's
not
in
his prime. See, that's the thing, because then you've got the prime. That's true. So, but what I'm trying to say is that
the talent has advanced so much more, mm-hmm. just how it has in here.
Right.
And eventually,
and the cars have
maybe it'll catch too. On. Maybe yeah. maybe it'll catch on. Maybe more people will be into it.
Yeah, and yeah, I think so. Like, maybe our podcast will help bridge that.
Fuck it, dude. If we can get like one,
at least more one more watching. Two people, like, hey, guys, oh, look that's a this fat up.
Strain. He's super's got some issues. Yeah,
yeah, that yeah, thing's he shut it down. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa! Dusting everyone.
No, he's good. He's fine. He's gonna finish off.
But yeah, I mean, like, if you guys have time, seriously, check out Formula Drift. Like, yeah, it okay. is.
Oh no.
Oh. Oh my gosh, did is that a spin?
Oh.
Are they going to call that a zero? They might have. That was over this finish line. But there is a rule about that.
So. You see, yeah, like they're not just like, yo, what are you doing, bro? You got zero chill up there. Like, yeah. it's just, they're just
zero
dudes.
Chill.
They're just dudes, you know? This is just ran by dudes that love this shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that super's got some issues. That super's been out already, right?
Yeah, sorry, Rad Dan.
Do these guys have radios? Someone telling them that?
Yep. They have spotters up at the judges' tower and stuff, like letting him know.
So he knows that his dude's fucked, and then he...
He just wanted to do something.
Yeah. Where's the finish line?
Is it?
They're going to judge if it's a spin right now.
If it is, though, like, he at least has a chase. Oh, well, I don't know. Hold on. Sorry, people. We are...
I'm trying to figure out what the hell...
The judges is talking. Is.
Oh. Okay, so he didn't...
Okay,
so
yeah. LZ's answer. Good. He got the win.
Yeah.
Heading
yeah,
on.
Got it. Was this last one? Yeah. I think so, because there's on... Oh. Yeah, pretty sure it is.
Well, good. Yep.
Because I bought gotta
yep,
go.
Yep, that is the end. Okay. We're so going to wrap it up go. Then.
Yeah. So,
thank you for anyway, listening yeah. through this weird episode
of us watching
Formula Drift. Of us watching.
We're pitching it to you.
Of us recording an audio of us watching Formula Drift. Yes.
So, if you got it to hear, you're listening to hear. We love you, and you probably love us because yep. you're probably our family.
Yeah, thank you. We love you. Thanks, Mom.
All right, thank you guys.
Thanks, bye. Mario. Bye.